Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Did you know that God's radiance is to be reflected through His church? So we are to be holy. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 says, "For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple." The idea of a temple and what would be contained in a temple would not be foreign to the Corinthian readers. It would be foreign to us, but not to them. To the Gentiles in the church, those non-Jewish believers, they had grown up in amongst the pagan temples dotting the landscape, and inside those pagan temples would be all sorts of idols of the gods. To the Jewish believer, they knew the Old Testament and that God dwelt in the tabernacle and then later in the temple. So to both audiences, to have deity dwelling in the temple was not a foreign concept. And the value and importance and authority of the gods was on full display by the size and the decadence of the temple. What would be foreign to them was to have a temple not made of brick and mortar. And for that type of temple to be indwelt by a god they couldn't see. But this is exactly what Paul is talking about in this text. God's temple, by her very nature, is radiant and holy, sacred, because she is indwelt by the Holy Spirit. And this is the reason God jealously guards His church, to protect her holiness, to let nothing defile her or bring blemish upon her. There will be a day of reckoning to come to all those who attempt to defame and destroy His church. So how important is the church to God? Well, look at the lengths He will go through to keep her pure. Why does He do this? Because the church was bought at a great cost, the cost of His Son's life. Listen to Paul as he writes in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. It says this, "Christ loved the church and gave Himself up for her that He might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of the water with the word, so that He might present the church to Himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish." As you pray today, please remember Pablo Muñez and his family are changemaker missionaries in Chile. And also remember the Curia LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.